It's our guest today, Irene Kelly. Irene Kelly's been a guest on Unreal Bluegrass many times. Great songwriter, singer. She has released 3 new singles. She's going to tell you about the album that they will be included in, which should be released, I think, sometime late in the summer of 2022. Always great stuff from Irene, and always great conversation. We'll start this part of the program off with one of those singles, Wild Mountain Stream. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Irene Kelly, for remaining a good friend of Unreal Bluegrass. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard a great song, Wild Mountain Stream, from my guest today. I'm always happy to have Irene Kelly back on Unreal Bluegrass. How are you, Irene?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing great. It's good to be back with you today.
It's so nice to hear your voice and new music that we're going to talk about. We just heard Wild Mountain Stream, and it's just nice to hear your voice. I say this often, and I don't mean to just belabor it, but I miss the people that I used to see all the time, and I think maybe we're getting back to where we can see people again, but I used to see you on a regular basis, and I'm thinking, it's nice to hear from Irene. Whether we're talking about music or not, it's just nice to talk to Irene Kelly.
Well, back at you. I know. We've all been so isolated, and that's been hard on everybody for sure, but I think we're starting to be able to get back out again, starting to get some dates on the books to play, and getting out in front of people, which feels really good. Feels normal again.
That must be so hard being a performer. And I want to talk about your new music, but since I led us this way, being a performer, of course, you write and you teach, you do all kinds of stuff. Being a performer, not having that feedback from a live audience, it's just a big element of what you feed off of. I use the word feed twice in a sentence, but I mean, it seems to be a big part of what performers do, or else why else would you do it?
Yes, it really is, and especially as a songwriter, getting to write a song and you're sort of in this vacuum, you're not really sure, you know. Usually I feel really excited about a new song, but the best way to test it out is to play it for folks, and you know, haven't had that opportunity. Used to be able to at least go out to a writer's night and try it out a little bit. So, yeah, that's been tough. My cohorts, my other writer friends as well, just having a gathering and getting to do a guitar pull. I have a lot of respect for other songwriters and their opinions and their responses to songs, and I've missed that opportunity as well.
It just must be, well, hopefully, like you said, we never know what's going to happen. We never know what tomorrow's going to bring, but hopefully things are going to loosen up a little bit.
This
summer we'll see each other and find each other on the road. I don't mean necessarily me and you, but I would like to find you somewhere. But maybe everybody, the audiences will find the artists, and the artists will find the audiences again. We'll get to
looking forward to that.
So the first song that I played, Wild Mountain Stream, I've listened to the 3 songs that I have. We're going to talk about. I want you to talk about this song a little bit. It's about your road. You're wishing your road was like a wild mountain stream. And there's a lot of implications in that, but it's pretty straightforward as to what you're saying, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty much freedom and kind of hippie kind of feeling. And one of the great spots that I love to visit and spend time in is the Great Smoky Mountains, which is east of me, about 200 some odd miles. So that's the place where I was able to get to on one tank of gas and no stops during the pandemic. So I spent as much time over there as I could, hiking and just hanging out. And so getting to do that, it just inspired that song. So I got with Billy Joe's and Terry Heard, and we finished that one up. So it's just that feeling of just, I want to bust out and be free and just go.
And as you watch a stream, I don't know when you went, but if you're in the Smokies anytime when water's flowing, you do wonder, you know, of course, all the streams swell up quite a bit, and you do wonder where they're going. I mean, they're rushing past you, and you see them disappear through a certain vanishing point. You can't see them anymore, but you do kind of think, I wouldn't mind traveling along that freely, not necessarily in the cold water coming down the mountain, but
that's exactly right. Yeah. You know, and songwriting is a lot of metaphors, and that to me was a really strong one and a very vivid one as well. and it matched the feeling. And like you say, you know, any time of year, whether it's cold or warm out, it's still that same feeling as you're watching it. You're just wondering, where is it going? It's probably headed to the ocean, but it's going to take some time to do that, especially from middle Tennessee.
Yes,
you know?
I think so. Hey, listen, I know, Irene, from talking to you off of the, before we began preparing for the show, you're going to have a new album. This song we just heard, Wild Mountain Stream, will be part of that. I'm gonna lead you into a couple more songs, but let's talk about the album. If you know when it's going to be released, if you have a title, then I want to talk to you about the musicians and some of the people that you co-write with. So first, let's talk about the album that you're going to release.
Oh, sure. Yes, we started recording it in 2021. We went in and did a batch of songs. It did four songs, and those are the three of the singles that came out that you and I have just been talking about. But the title track for the record is going to be Snow White Memories. It's a song that I wrote with my daughter, Justina. And I really got into vinyl records. This all happened during the pandemic. I just dug into my vinyl records, and I started getting into Dan Fogelberg records and High Country Snows.
That's a great album.
Oh my gosh. And the imagery on that and his front cover. And so I just knew that that had to be the title of the record, even though the record's probably going to come out late summer. It's going to be called Snow White Memories. Another song on there that Ronnie Bowman and Terry Hurd and I wrote called Come Some Winter Morning. And so got some winter themes on there.
Mentioned it sounds good. By the way, it's great. I'm always happy when someone talks about Dan Fogelberg's album, that High Country Snow. It's such a great. I played on the show because it's a lot of bluegrass musicians on it. But,
oh yeah.
But I do know your daughter Justina through social media is a very busy person, and she has her own music that she sings, and she does a lot of different things. And I'm always happy to see what she's up to. I'm glad you mentioned her on that.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. She sure is. She's very busy. She's got stuff going on in Europe right now. She's in London right now, and she's used to live in Paris, so she's got ties there, and she's got a work visa, so she gets to come and go. She plays, works as an artist, actually, so she's done acting there and on TV and recording, and she's got a lot of good ties with Universal people in Europe, and she's doing a lot of work. But her skills in the studio are also amazing. You know, she's fearless with the technology, and I'm completely opposite. But
yeah, I'm with you.
She's gone in, and she and her business partner, Eddie Gore, they both have a space at RCA on Music Row. They've recorded all my vocals, and then Justina takes them and edits them and does whatever needs to be done with those, and also the background vocals, and puts everything together. She's just a real master at that.
She's very talented, and I do. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that she came up because I do. I follow what she does, and she's making movies and she's doing things just like nonstop. You know, youthful exuberance, I guess. Plus, you got to be talented to be able to express it all, I guess.
Well, she does have a lot of talent, and she's just a natural songwriter as well. And I don't just say that because she's my daughter. I would just, you know, probably try to steer in a different direction. But she really has a natural ability. And her younger sister does as well. And Sarah Jean's work is more like a Lucinda Williams. She's real gritty. She's got it. So I've got two songwriters right underneath of me there. And it's just really fun and exciting. And I'm so proud of both of them.
Good.
Just to watch them.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that opportunity to speak of both of them.
Sure.
So the new album, you think, well, maybe sometime summer you don't have a... when it comes out, and we'll come back to this in a minute.
Okay,
when it's released, we know the title of it. And I want to. Mm-hmm. I always want to make sure people know where they can find these things when they come out. So is there a website? I know you have a website, but is there a place, when it comes out, when we announce it, where people can go find the album as it's released?
Yes, well, they'll be able to find it on Amazon and all the usual suspects, you know. I do have digital distribution, so I've got folks helping me with that.
Okay, good.
But yeah, the website is always a good place to go to. I have a web guy who's great about keeping everybody posted on the latest.
Good.
So yeah, that will be definitely out there publicly.
Well, we'll look forward to that. I have three of these songs because you've made sure that I've had three songs. We played Wild Mountain Stream. The second, I want you to do a little bit of an intro to this Carolina Special, which, by the way, I do live near Cincinnati. You may know that, you may have forgotten. There's a lot of rail yards around here because they have to cross the river to get from, I live in Kentucky, to get into Ohio. So there's always changing and there's always things going on, and there's union terminals and all kinds of train yards all over the place. We're lousy with them. But your Carolina Special actually is a train song about an older time that starts from Cincinnati, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yes, that was a very short-lived, but Terry Heard found that story, and he was always intrigued by that. And, of course, we got with Ronnie Bowman and finished that one up. And but the historical integrity is all true, and the story of it, and, you know, that was just one of those bygone things as time goes by. But we talked about, well, she probably still wants to be flying through down the rail. So we try to capture that sort of haunted kind of feeling of that part of history and part of railroad history.
Well, it's a really great song, but you make it really, people get pulled into the song because you don't make big point of talking about 13 cars. Okay, so there you have a mental image. And now almost everybody remembers the Pullman cars. And although you mentioned 13 cars in the train and the Pullman cars, and that immediately, to me, brings back those mental images, too, that it must have been a bygone time.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm so glad that stuck out. That was definitely a fact that we researched. Well, actually, Terry researched that very thoroughly. We wanted to get that number correct. That was very important because that's kind of an odd number, but it's very specific. And then, of course, the line about cigars and bigger dreams.
That's right.
You know,
that
image, we wanted to portray the image of the women with the hoop skirts and the big hats and the men and their cigars.
I have a note here, cigars. So you've covered that. We've done that already because, again, that struck me. That struck me because not only were cigars smoked more often than nobody smokes on a train if they exist anymore, I bet.
So that's right.
Yes, it immediately took me back to that. I tell you what, let's do, while I've got you, let's do, then we've talked about Carolina Special a little bit. Anybody else, musicians that you can mention on this song? Then we'll play that song and I'll come back and talk to you for a little more.
Oh, sure. We've got Aubrey Haney on the fiddle. It's just brilliant. And Adam Steffi on the mandolin, Mike Bubb on bass, Matt Menefee on the banjo, and Colby Kilby on the acoustic guitar. I think I covered everybody.
That's a lot.
Anybody out.
That's all right.
Yes.
Well, we can pick them up later. That's a great, boy, no lightweights there, Irene.
I know. I couldn't get a band, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Ronnie Bowman on harmony vocals.
Oh,
and
sure.
Katie Kelly on harmony vocals as well.
Okay, good, good. All right, mm-hmm. Let's then, with that being said, we'll play brand new from Irene Kelly, Carolina Special, and I'll be back with you in just a second, so hold on. I really do like that song. We just heard Carolina Specialist Irene Kelly set it up. And Irene's still with us for a while as we're talking about a new album that she's got in the works. And so far, I like everything I've heard. I have Carolina Special for the audience. I have Wild Mountain Stream. And we'll come to the last song, I guess, is the newest single, Lonely?
It is. It just came out the first week of March.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's it. I'm going to hold off on that for just a second because I want to talk to you about whatever else we can find to talk about. But that's a great song. I've been listening to them all, I kind of get into the lyrics Lonely, Leave Me Alone Tonight. I think, of all the songs that you've heard about being lonely, I've never heard Lonely, Leave Me Alone Tonight. I love the alliteration.
Thanks for noticing that.
You know, and it's like there's like this internal rhyme, and you use the word twice. And I just, it's a typical great Irene Kelly, and I love your voice so much on that one. It's just a really pretty song.
Steve.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we're going to talk about that. We'll lead up to that in just a minute. But so what else? I know that you give. We were going to do this the other day, and we were working around schedules. Do you give voice lessons in person? Do you do them online? Or let's back up just a little bit and talk about how we've all learned new skills with the inability to get together with people and just sit around and talk and share things. How does that work for you now as far as lessons that you might give?
Well, I haven't been doing vocal lessons. I've been doing songwriting. I've taught some workshops, and I had the opportunity this past winter to go all the way to Minnesota and teach for 2 whole days in an actual classroom, which was really great. I really enjoyed that, and you know, I was a little concerned going in if I'd have enough material. Turns out I had way more to talk about, but ran out of time. Okay. So, you know, it was just a, for me, I have 2 daughters, as I said, who have gone into songwriting, and both are super talented. And so I just kind of approach the teaching the way I did with my girls. You know, we take existing work and critique it and talk about it, take things apart, take a lyric apart, and discuss how the structure is. We even take things apart that don't work very well and talk about why they don't work. So I kind of approached my teaching in that way, and it really turned out to be a good method for me, and it and something that I feel like I can really contribute with that sort of style of teaching.
Do you, something I've always wanted to ask a songwriting teacher, and especially in the setting that you've described, the classroom for a couple of days, are there moments when you know somebody gets it, or when you, or conversely, without mentioning names,
yes,
when you know that someone's never going to get it? I mean, can we see both sides
that.
Of that?
Okay. Yes, I did have one fellow in the class that, you know, I like to go through and ask everybody why they did sign up. One fellow said he just wanted to meet new friends. And by the end, at the end of the 2 days, I realized, yeah, that's why he came.
So songwriting songs are becoming a new Tinder platform where people can swipe to the left or swipe to the right or whatever. He just wants to meet your friends.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a good way to put it.
Are there some, then there must be some that you think this person spent some time or just has a natural gift for putting all these elements together. Do you recognize that? And then, on top of that, do you ever see them resurface somewhere? Have you ever done a songwriting class and the person winds up being a songwriter that you come across professionally?
Yes, that happened one time here in Nashville. It was somebody that I think I critiqued their song through the Nashville Songwriter Association, and I ended up attending their #1 party.
Yeah. Well, we don't want names. I was just always curious about
that.
No,
I wouldn't dare, but no. It was pretty exciting to see it. And, you know, it was somebody that moved here and really dug in and really made the commitment. But, yes, there have been times where I can tell if somebody gets it. And there's also times where I realize, well, this person's just doing this as a hobby, and that's okay, too.
I say that. You're exactly right on that. We don't have to have performance level skills. We should enjoy the music that we play, and if we write a song and enjoy doing it, and I find myself doing this with playing banjo things. You know, I have different. I'm up and down. I'm better than I'm not. And the reason is I don't practice enough, so I know when I haven't. But you know, I shouldn't push myself to try to think I'm going to be these guys that I idolize, because you can't. I mean, you maybe you could, but I can't. So, but it's good to say, let's just write a song that you enjoy. Enjoy that as something that you do, or play an instrument as something that you do and enjoy. But let's not put so much on ourselves. If we go to a songwriting class with Irene Kelly, or we go to some other class where they teach you how to play guitar or banjo, to show you some things, don't feel like you leave there, and I'm saying this to the audience, don't feel like you leave there and you have to be as good as the instructor. Just enjoy it and do it.
And it's not about doing it and trying to make people something that they're not comfortable doing either, because we all have, like you say, different levels that we want to achieve, or maybe it's just a personal achievement to say, hey, I got a little closer to this craft that I really admire. I got to see, like, you know, pull the veil back and just take a little closer look at it. Maybe that's all it is, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, and that's an inspirational thing, and it could lead to inspiration for further work in that class, specific class, or it could just lead someone to be inspired to look at other things, but have that same point of knowledge, saying, hey, I can do this other thing maybe, or I can do this, or I have now, I'm not afraid. Some people just don't want to play in front of other people, and that's a big step.
That's true. One of my favorite quotes is Jackson Browne, where he said, "In order for the songwriter to become a performer, a murder has to take place." I totally get that, because here you are, this introspective sort of, you know, you got yourself all walled up from society and everybody. You don't want to answer your phone. You don't want to look at anything.
Right.
And then you have to get out on stage and become an extrovert.
That's right. That's right. That's a great that's a great quote. Well, listen, I always enjoy speaking with you. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want you to, we talked a little bit about Lonely. We've talked about the name of the album, some of the people that are going to be on, and about when it's going to come out. So let's go back and revisit Lonely. And I want Irene Kelly to just do a little bit of an intro. I dropped the favorite line that I have in it, but I want you to do a little bit of an intro about Lonely. Then we'll play that one, and then we will. I'll leave you be for a while.
Okay, Steve. Thank you. Yeah. Well, the song Lonely I wrote with my dear friend Mark Irwin. Mark and I have a long history. We go back about 30 years, and from EMI Publishing days. And Mark is responsible for Here in the Real World and a bunch of other major mega country hits, and we were trying to write during the pandemic, so we sat outside of my back deck and had this little guitar riff with the word lonely kind of flowing over it, played it for him. He goes, "Oh, let's just take that and build on what you've got there. I think everybody's feeling that right now."
Yeah.
So we turned it into a heartbreak song, and that's what we got.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
So we've got Ronnie Bowman again, mm-hmm. singing both harmony parts beautifully. And Rob Ikes came in and played gorgeous dobro.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good. That's good. That's a great... Yeah. So I expect nothing but the best from people that... the best of the people that you're going to pull into a setting like this. But so far, you've hit everything out of the park with who you're writing with and who you're performing with. And I think it shows in this song. I really... And this is the new single. Just came out or... Lonely is just coming out. It's a beautiful song.
It's first week of March, yeah. Thank you for playing it. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. I've had it in the rotation for a while. So with that being said, Irene Kelly, I wish you the best as always. Stay safe.
Thank you so much, Steve.
We'll find each other somewhere, and maybe I'll just be in the audience watching, and I may say hi or may not have time to, but I want to find you on the road somewhere so we can chat and just at least have that connection again. This is great.
I would love that so much.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go. Me too. I'll let you go, and then the audience on Unreal Bluegrass will hear a beautiful song, Lonely. Thank you, Irene Kelly, so much.
Thank you, Steve.